This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is George Graham. He is the CEO of Airtest Technology. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AAT. George, thank you and welcome to the show.
My pleasure, Everett.
Hey, give me a little bit of background of yourself and your company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Well, I've been, as far as myself goes, I've been a businessman for many years, and I was involved in private companies earlier, but more recent years, the last 15 years, we've been a public company, Airtest Technologies, in which the company was only, I founded it in the late 90s, basically, and the reason we went public is unfortunately, we lost what we had through 9/11. Actually, we had an aerial surveillance system for picking up pinhole leaks in natural gas pipelines. And anyway, what we did, we also had some technology for controlling ventilation in parking garages. So when we were no longer able to take our technology into planes to do the aerial surveillance program, we started expanding on our capability of ventilation control in commercial buildings. And so we do parking garages, which is using carbon monoxide sensors and in some cases nitrogen dioxide, which is a off gas from diesel fumes. So in areas where there's a lot of diesels, they use both sensors, and we control the, turn the fans down or off, with, depending on the system, when the CO levels are low, and then when there's a lot of traffic and the carbon monoxide rises, then the fans have to be activated. And we've actually moved it a step past there, where we're now control the fans at 25% of full ventilation. So, all the time.
So this must be a great savings to the company, yes?
Yeah, a lot of the installations we've done, and I know in California you could, there's a Sunset Millennium building, there's some in Silicon Valley, there's different hotels and so on, that where we've done parking garage systems that have saved 95% of their energy cost for the fan system. So it's pretty effective, and even the on-off systems typically will save somewhere in the 80% range, because when they're running the fans all the time, they don't need to do that when there's not much traffic movement.
I see. My guest today is George Graham. He is the CEO of Airtest Technology. They trade on the TSX.V Venture, and the ticker symbol is AAT. So what you're telling me, George, is that you guys have a green technology company and you guys specialize in parking garage ventilation controls that save money for parking garages all over America. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I should say, though, that I mentioned the parking garage control, because that was we were first in that, and we've been fairly strong in it for quite a few years. But we've also, in another part of the business, which is becoming even much larger and has a very big upside, is controlling in a commercial building, controlling the ventilation through based on occupancy, because most all the systems are designed for maximum occupancy. So if there's a meeting room where they can expect to have, or a school gymnasium or something like that, where they expect maybe hundreds of people could be there, they ventilate for that number of people. And what we do is, when there's no people in that space, we have CO2 monitors that will measure how many people are in the space and modify the ventilation based on the actual occupancy, rather than what the design occupancy was, and that's a very big saving. It's not in the same percentage saving as parking garages, but it will save somewhere in the 15% to 35% of total energy costs in a commercial building.
So tell me, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say to put kind of a value on this, the total use of power in North America, 35% of it is used by commercial buildings for their ventilation systems. So it's quite a big number that you're looking at when you're talking about saving, and there's a very high percentage of buildings that do not have any ventilation control system using CO2 sensors, for example.
Someone told me there's about 55,000 parking garages in North America. Is that accurate?
Yeah, in the parking garage area, that's correct. Yeah, okay. There's more than that, but there's 55,000 that are public access and enclosed.
And the problem with the parking garages, they have old technology in there that keep running the fan on and on and on. What is your target market for each of your key products? Can you tell my listeners how you plan on to penetrate some of those markets?
Well, we are getting better known. We're a fairly small company. We need a lot more feet on the street, if you want to. And we have there's a couple of areas where we've got very strong distributors that have done a good job. Chicago is one, California, and Washington, particularly Washington State and Oregon. But there are a lot of places where don't have somebody actively representing us as well as we should. But the thing is that also it's partly getting information out through media advertising and word of mouth, to try and get people to understand the kind of savings that are available out there. And it's become quite an important thing lately, and we feel a big upsurge in awareness and taking action to save energy. I think they partly because of the economy. In earlier days when the buildings were full, the owners of the buildings just basically passed the costs on to the tenants. But nowadays I think there's getting to be a lot more concern about energy use and energy saving and how that impacts on the CO2 levels in the world. So I think that plays into that market quite strongly. It's the market we estimate is in the $2 billion range.
That's a big market.
So it's pretty big market if you did all the parking garages in North America.
Yeah, let's talk about that. In 2015, you guys did around $3.1 million in revenue. 2016 should probably look better, and 2017 even better than that. What kind of competitive edge do you have over your competitors?
Well, in the parking garage area, we feel we have an edge in the way we do the thing. We're the only ones, I think, that set up with an independent controller of our own, and run the fans continuously at 25%, which uses 3% of the power when they're running full speed. And so we use variable frequency drives between the controller and the fan motors to make sure that we're optimizing the savings. In the other area, like demand control ventilation, is really huge, and we've tied that now into monitoring rooftop air handlers in buildings, and so we can offer ventilation control throughout the building in a building that's variable occupancy, like schools, universities, shopping malls, retail stores, big box stores. All those people are wasting a lot of energy if they don't have a ventilation control system built in.
My guest today is George Graham. He is the CEO of AirTest Technology. They trade on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AAT. Now, your company market cap is around $800,000. Your stock price is around 3 cents. It seems to me, George, you guys are very, very undervalued. Is there anything you'd like to tell my listeners in closing before we leave today?
Well, we're I agree with you. We're very much undervalued, and in our projections of where we're moving, provided we have the financial support to move forward the way we've laid out our business plan, within the next couple of years, we should be more up trading in the dollar plus range, because there's that much of a change in the dimension of the company available to us, and we are working with some chains that we have a big supermarket chain we're working with, and several retail store chains that will be bringing in, you know, a consistent monthly revenue that'll move us way, way ahead of where we are now. So we feel pretty good about the future, but it's not in my position to tell people, where the company will be. We have our own estimates and everything, but I can't predict the share price necessarily.
Absolutely.
All I know is we've got a big upward swing in the volume of the business, which should produce earnings per share that will create a higher value for the business.
AirTest Technology has been our guest today. George Graham, the CEO of AirTest Technology, has been with us for the last 12 minutes. I thank you very much for coming on the show. They're trading on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AAT. George, we're going to be checking back with you in the next couple of months to see how things are going. And again, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.